Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll continue our study to Quran chapter 11 as we look at a new character, which Muslims claim him to be a prophet, even though the Quran contradicts itself about was he truly a prophet or was he a man whom Allah sent messenger to. It is the story of Lot. And also today we will compare that which is written in the Quran to the true biblical account. First, we will look at what is written in Quran chapter 11, beginning from verse 77 to verse 83. And when our messengers came to Lot, he was troubled because of them, and his arm was tight, meaning he was frustrated because he could not protect them. Now, from reading that verse, we have to ask some questions, like, who were these messengers? And why did Lot need to protect them? You see, the Quran story here is not clear at all. And that's why people have to go back to the Bible to read about the true biblical account of what was going on in the neighborhood where Lot lived. In the end of Quran 11, verse 77, we read, and he said, "This is a dreadful day." Obviously, from this verse, we know that Lot was not a messenger or a prophet because Allah sent to him messengers. Similar to that, what we read in Quran chapter 15 and verse 61. So when the messengers came to the family of Lot. Similar to that, what we read in Quran chapter 29 and verse 33. On the other hand, we have passages in the Quran from which we learn that Lot was a messenger. And you have to understand, in Islamic belief, every messenger is a prophet, but not every prophet is a messenger. So now we know, according to the belief of Islam from the Quran, that Lot was a messenger and a prophet. As we read in Quran chapter 37 and verse 133, Allah said, "And surely Lot was of the messengers." Similar to that, what we read in Quran chapter 54 and verse 33, when Allah said the people of Lot denied the warning. And now we know that Lot was the prophet who was sent by Allah to warn his people. So now we ask the question, was Lot a messenger and a prophet or was he not? Here in the Quran we see a great contradiction. But the Bible obviously never said that Lot was a messenger or a prophet. Now from the Quran we know that he talked to his people about their sin, and we can figure it out that it is the sin of homosexuality. Now, one of the amazing things about the writing of Muhammad of the Quran is that it talks about Lot as a prophet, and somehow Muhammad or those who helped him to make up the poetry of the Quran made up a conversation between Lot and his people. Once again, it's amazing that the majority of the information which we learn from the Bible about Lot is not mentioned in the Quran, but somehow Muhammad was able to invent and create another conversation between Lot and his people. A good example of that is Quran chapter 27 and verse 54. For there we read, "And Lot, when he said to his people, 'Do you come to the indecency while you see? Do you come to the men in lust instead of the women? Yet you are an ignorant people.'" So the answer of his people was not, except they said, "Cast out the family of Lot from your village. They surely are purified humans." Now, the same story is repeated in Quran chapter 29 and verse 28. And notice that here we see a different response from the people of Lot. For here we read, "And Lot, when he said to his people, 'Surely you enter into the indecency, no one before you of the world has ever done that. Do you enter into men and you cut the way? And you enter into the evils in your assemblies?' So the answer of his people was not except that they said, 'Bring the torment of Allah on us if you were of the truthful.'" Notice that this conversation between Lot and his people was simply pure invention by Allah and Muhammad, or whoever helped Muhammad to write his Quran. We do not read that conversation anywhere in the Bible. But after all, they want to make a prophet out of Lot. Therefore, he must be talking to his people and sharing with them about whatever message Allah gave to him. But since we have contradiction between Quran 29 and verse 27 and the previous passage which we read in Quran 27, beginning from verse 54, therefore, we must reject the Quran. As I always said, it's not because the story of the Bible does not match the Quran that means the Bible is right. Because who knows, maybe the Quran is right. But when we see clear contradiction in the made-up stories of Muhammad in the Quran, therefore, we have to reject the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the Bible be the only true source of revelation. And here is a contradiction between these two passages. After Prophet Lot spoke to his people, the people of Lot, what was their answer? You see, in Quran chapter 27 and verse 56, the answer of his people was not except that they said, "Cast out the family of Lot from your village." Wait a minute. Was it a village or five big cities? See, Muhammad does not know where the story took place. He assumed that Lot lived in a village. But continue, "In their answers, they surely are purified humans." That is what we read in Quran chapter 27 and verse 56. Now let me read you the other answer of his people. That is in Quran chapter 29 and verse 29. "So the answer of his people was not except that they said, 'Bring the torment of Allah on us if you were of the truthful.'" Which one of these two answers was the accurate answer? Obviously, we know that these two answers cannot be right. And the truth is, neither one is right, because the Bible does not say so. But according to the Bible, Lot himself did not know what was coming to these cities until the angels of the Lord told him, "You need to rush and get out before the judgment of God will come on them." So he was not a prophet, he was not a messenger, and he himself was delivered by these two angels whom God sent to remove him and his family from such cities. As a matter of fact, when you go to Genesis chapter 19 and verse 14, we see that Lot went and spoke to his relatives, those who were married to his daughters, and he asked them to get out of the city because God is about to destroy it. And the Bible says that he was like a joker in their sight, which means they did not believe him. Why? Because all the years of his life, he was not a prophet or a messenger, but he was simply a man who tormented himself by living in the middle of the people of such cities who would live in total chaos and sin without any fear of God. And he ended leaving these cities with his two unmarried daughters and his wife, who was also tormented by becoming a pillar of salt simply because she disobeyed the command of the two angels and she looked behind.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ
but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin. We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
I am amazed some Muslims read the Bible trying to find something wrong. So they said, according to Genesis account, when the messengers came to Lot and the men of the city desired to know them sexually, he offered his two daughters instead. How can this be? Because that would be a very great sin. How can the prophet of God do such a thing? When in reality, we know, first of all, no prophet is perfect. Second of all, Lot was not a prophet. Third of all, that is the same story we read in the Quran. I think Muslims who are mocking the Bible do not know what Allah actually wrote in the Quran. And to prove my point, let us go together to Quran chapter 11 and verse 78. For there we read, "And his people came hastily towards him, for before they were doing the evils, he said, Oh my people, these are my daughters. They are pure for you. So fear Allah and do not put me to shame. To my guests, is there not among you a man with a right mind?" Obviously, the story is written here a little bit different than that which we read in the Bible. For in Genesis' account, Lot did not have this conversation with the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. But amazingly, Muslim scholars know how to come up with a great solution. You see, according to the Quran, Lot was a prophet. So all the women, all the girls of these cities belonged to him. And he was offering to these men, women, girls to be involved with in marriage, not to be involved with his own two daughters. But guess what? That interpretation does not hold water. Why? Let us read together what is written in the Quran in the following verse. And that is verse 79. For there we read, "They said, Indeed, you know we have no right to your daughters. And surely you will know what we want." He said, "Would that I had power to resist you or could seek a refuge with a strong supporter." Amazingly, after that, immediately in verse 81, we see that the messengers are the one who speak to Lot. As we read, "They said, O Lot, surely we are messengers of your Lord. They will not reach to you. So depart with your family a part of the night, and no one of you turn around except your woman," he meant wife. "Surely it will befall on her what will befall on them. Surely their appointed time is in the morning. Is not the morning near?" Amazingly, here we see that these messengers know the future. They know that Lot's woman or wife will look behind, as it was ordained by Allah for her to do so. And they are telling Lot ahead that your woman will look behind. Couldn't we see that Lot did not really love his wife at all? Why didn't he warn her by telling, "If you look behind, you will be of those who will be punished by Allah. Which, by the way, that does not match what we read in the Bible. Neither Lot or anyone else knew that she would look behind. But there's also another mistake here. For according to the Quran, we see that the punishment on Lot's woman was the same punishment on the people of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, which does not make any sense at all. Why? Because according to the Bible, in the Genesis account in chapter 19 and verse 24, we know that the people of Sodom and Gomorrah were punished by brimstone and fire. But we also know in the Genesis account that Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt when she looked back, and that is what we read in chapter 19 and verse 26. But once again, when we go to Quran chapter 11 and verse 82, we see that the judgment of Allah on the people of Lot was a little bit different than that which we read in the Bible. Listen carefully how Allah punished the people of Lot. For there we read, "So when our command came, we made on it its bottom," meaning Allah turned that village upside down. But amazingly, as we continue to read verse 82, Allah said, "So we rained down on them rocks of sijil, non-Arabic word, which means baked clay, one after another, marked from your Lord." Amazingly, when you read the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Ibn Kathir, he would tell you that each one of these rocks have the name of the person which must hit to kill. Every person have his own rock with his name written on it. Wow. Can't you see that Muslim scholars know better to interpret the Quran when in reality the whole thing is wrong? There was no rocks. It was simply brimstone and fire. No rocks of baked clay with any names on them. Allah ended verse 83 by stating, "And it is not far from the unjust." Now we have to understand, not only did the Quran contradict the Bible concerning the punishment of the people of Lot, but the Quran contradicts the Quran. Let's go to Quran chapter 7 and verse 84 to learn about how Allah punished the people of Lot. For there we read, "And we rained rain on them." So see how was the end of the criminals. How did they die? They died by the rain. What is rain? Oh, I guess it's just water. Maybe like the flood of Noah. Rain is not rock. That is completely a different answer. Another contradiction in Quran chapter 15 and verse 73. For there we read, "So the shout seized them at the time of sunrise, so we made on it its bottom, and we rained on them rocks of baked clay." Notice here, Allah added the statement, "The shout seized them at the time of sunrise." That is another contradiction of how Allah punished the people of Lot. My friends, let me remind you of how God, in the Genesis account, destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. In Genesis chapter 19 and verse 24, we read, "Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground." Now, let me remind you again what Allah said in the Quran concerning the punishment of the woman of Lot, which in the Bible we call it the wife of Lot. For in the end of verse 81 of Quran chapter 11, we learn that "No one of you turn around except your woman. Surely it will befall on her what will befall on them." Meaning she will be punished by the same punishment which will fall on the people of Lot. But here is what the Bible said. In the book of Genesis chapter 19 and verse 26, we read, "But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. None of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah turned into pillars of salt, nor was the wife of Lot punished by brimstone and fire. So these are two completely different punishments, not like what Allah stated in Quran chapter 11 and verse 81. Now I'd like to share with you the reason, according to the Quran, the wife of Lot was destroyed. In Quran chapter 66 and verse 10, we read, Allah sent forth an example to those who became infidels, the woman of Noah and the woman of Lot. They were under two of our good servants, but they betrayed them, so they did not benefit them anything against Allah. And it was said, enter the fire with those who are entering. A simple understanding to the word betrayed in that text is they cheated on their spouses. So the reason Noah's wife did not make it is because she cheated on her husband and got pregnant by that son whom Noah thought was his son, when in reality Allah said he is not your son. Similar to that, the wife of Lot, she cheated on her husband. That's why Allah decided to punish her not only by death in this world, but also by the fire in hell for eternity. As we have seen in our study today, the story of Lot in the Quran not only is missing so much information as we read it in the Bible, but is full of contradictions and nonsense. And that is a great evidence that the Quran is not the word of God, nor is Muhammad a prophet from God. And to continue our study of commentaries of the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.